No, the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
You know it's me because I'm always saying the Bible is right. Amen. You'll be able to recognize my voice because you'll hear somebody saying the Bible is right. And you'll say to yourself, that's got to be Pastor Williams. Glory to God. Ain't you glad the Bible is right? Okay, okay, okay. Let's go to Proverbs 18:17. Proverbs 18:17. And in the King James Version, Proverbs 18:17 reads, he that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but his neighbor cometh and searches him. He that is first in his own cause seemeth just. Amen? Glory to God. When you're listening to a matter, it's important that you have to listen to the whole case before you can reach a conclusion. Why? Because the Bible here tells you that it's because he that's first in his own case, the one that brings the story first, he always seems right, glory to God. But how many know? You know yourself, there's two sides to every coin. Amen? Glory to God. And each side is different from the other side. So if you want to get a view of a coin, a whole coin, you just don't look at one side, do you? No. You know to flip it over and look at both sides. Amen? That way you see the whole coin. Glory to God. In a court of law, in any court of law, there's not only the prosecutor, but there's the defense attorney. Amen? Glory to God. And the judge and the jury, they have to listen to both sides to come to a judgment or come to a conclusion. Isn't that right? Glory to God. Glory to God. Many times, you will think that in a court of law that the case is all wrapped up until your opponent stands up and begins to bring his side of it. Amen? Glory to God. And men think they're right because, for instance, you take Proverbs 21:2. What does Proverbs 21:2 say to us? Proverbs 21:2 in the King James Version says, every way, listen to this, not some of a man's way, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. So when he stands up to give his side, he just knows he's right. Amen? Glory to God. Why? Because the Bible lets us know. Folks think they're right. Glory to God. But, beloved, the real issue of life is following Jesus Christ. It's following the life of God, amen? Not what we think or feel, but following life, glory to God. You know when Adam and Eve, the story of Adam and Eve in the Bible, there was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and there's commentaries, etc., that can render the tree of the knowledge of good and evil the tree of the right or wrong. Amen? And God said, day that you ate of that tree, you would die. Amen. Now, why did he say that? Because that would be the day that you would start making all the decisions based on what you think is right and what you think is wrong. And the Bible just points out that every way of a man, you can look at something someone's doing and it's just classic wrong. And everybody can think it, know it's wrong. But the person themselves that's doing it, somehow they think it's right. Amen? Somehow they think it's right. You know, everybody in the whole world knew it's not right to throw people in ovens. But Hitler and them, they thought it was right. They thought, well, what's wrong with that? Well, I don't understand. What's wrong with that? Everybody else knew it was wrong. But there's something about the way we're wired. There's something about human beings. Every way of a man is right in his own life, in his own eyes, because he eats from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, or the tree of right and wrong. Amen? But the tree of life was also in the midst of the garden. Amen? And they should have ate of the tree of life, or they should have. Who brings life to us? The Lord Jesus Christ. They should have ate of that tree, the tree of life. Amen? That was the real issue. And Jesus didn't come to make you right in a court of law or to find someone wrong in a court of law. Jesus came to this earth specifically to give life. Amen? He said in John 10:10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life. They can eat from the tree of life. Amen. And that they might have it more abundantly. Glory to God. The issue is not the rightness of or the wrongness of a person. Glory to God. But are they following life? Are they following the Lord Jesus Christ? Glory to God. You remember the rich young ruler. You remember the rich young ruler. Glory to God. Jesus came to him and told him to follow him. Amen. He said, follow me. Amen. In Matthew 19:21, let's look at that real quick. 21. Matthew 19:21. Jesus is talking to the rich young ruler. Look at this. And Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect. You know, there's another scripture in the Bible where Jesus told people, be perfect even as your heavenly Father in heaven is perfect. Oh, Pastor, how can we be perfect? We can't be perfect. That's right. If we're eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the tree of the knowledge of right and wrong, we do what we think is right. Amen. But we should be eating from the tree of life. Amen. Or following Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ here in Matthew 19:21, Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect. At the end of that verse, it says, and come and follow me. I'm going to read the whole verse. But I just want to say something about perfect, and then I want to get back to what we were talking about, the impartation of life. Amen? Following life. Jesus told him to be perfect. How? By following him. By following him. Beloved, in yourself, you can't be perfect. But when you're translated into Jesus Christ, into the body of Christ, positionally, spiritually, you're made perfect. And that's what Jesus said. He told the Pharisees, in fact, unless your righteousnesses exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees. He told all the people that. Your righteousness has to exceed. They thought they were the most righteous people on the earth. You had to exceed their righteousness. If Jesus Christ's righteousness is imparted to you at the new birth, you receive his righteousness. And in his righteousness, You are made perfect. How? By following him. You're made right by following him. You're put in right standing with God by following him. Let's read the verse. Matthew 19:21. Jesus said unto him, him who? The rich young ruler. If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Jesus told the rich young ruler, follow me. The rich young ruler thought he was right to reject the offer because he had great possessions. Because he had great, verse 22, it says, verse 22, but when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. He had great possessions. And great possessions can cause you to turn from the Lord Jesus Christ, to turn away from life. Amen? So the issue of life, glory to God, is following Jesus Christ. The rich young ruler thought he was right. What did we read earlier? All the ways of man, all the ways, not some, all the ways of man are right in his own eyes. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. He says, I have great possessions. I think I won't follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Because he had great possessions. But Jesus, in fact, was trying to tell him how to transfer his great possessions on earth to heaven. He says, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor. First of all, Jesus didn't tell him to give everything he got from the sale of all his stuff from the poor. Jesus told him, give to the poor. He could have gave a dollar or he could have gave 10 million. I don't know how much he had. Glory to God. Jesus told him to give to the poor. And what did he say then? And thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Treasure in heaven. And come and follow me. Jesus told him, come and follow me. I recognize you got treasure, so I'm going to explain to you how to transfer that treasure to heaven, because I want you to have your treasure. Oh, no. God is only interested in spiritual stuff, Pastor. He just wants you to fast and pray. He don't want you to have no money. Now, you can't get all that money stuff. Don't bring that money stuff in. That ain't spiritual, Pastor. I beg to differ with you. There's more scriptures about money in the Bible, glory to God, than there is about a whole bunch of other stuff. What does 3 John 2 say? God says, beloved, I wish above all things. Oh, no, Pastor, no. Spiritual things are top. I'm sorry. What does all things mean? What does that mean? I wish above all things thou mayest prosper. Glory to God. Prosper. Glory to God. And it's right here in this verse. If Jesus didn't want him to prosper, he'd have said, now sell everything you got. Make sure that you give every dime to the poor. I don't want you to have a dime. In fact, take them slippers off you got on your feet. Give them away. And that nice robe you got, take that off right now. Give it away. I want you to be poor. I want you to be destitute. I want you to be destitute. That ain't what the Lord said. The Lord showed the man. Now, I'm paraphrasing what the Lord said. He didn't say it this way, but I'm saying it this way. I know you got great possessions. So I want you to follow me because actually you have an apostolic calling on your life. I'm calling you to follow me. We've lost one, Judas, and we got to replace one, and I'm calling you. I'm calling you to follow me. Come on now, and that apostolic calling will manifest when you enter into it. But sell your stuff, because I don't want that to hang you up, but I don't want you to lose anything. So I'm going to tell you how to transfer it to heaven. So when you get to heaven, all of that great possessions and wealth, it'll be there waiting for you. So you will have fulfilled your apostolic calling. You will have received life and you would have followed me, amen, and you would be perfect. You'd be perfect in right standing with the Father, and you still have all your possessions. But the kid said, it's not right for God to ask me to give up everything. I'm not going. I'm not going to follow life. I'm going to follow what I think is right. Oh, wait a minute. I'm up against a commercial. Hold on. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Oh, beloved, the issue isn't the rightness or the wrongness of a situation. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. God knows what's right and what's wrong. Glory to God. You ask God and he'll tell you the rightness or the wrongness of something. I remember one time there was an issue, and I was right about this issue. I was right about the issue technically, but I had got so in pride about it. Yeah, I'm right. I know I'm right. I got Bible for it. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, you might not be as right as you think you are. And I said, uh-oh, what was wrong? I might have been technically right, but my attitude was terrible. And I had entered into pride, amen? And the Holy Spirit let me know. Let me know. You know, a lot of times we think we're right about a whole lot of issues. This young ruler, he thought he was right about a whole bunch of issues, but he lost impartation of life. God, the Son of God, came to him, glory to God, and called him out, glory to God, just like he called Peter and John and all the rest of the apostles. Called this man, and this man thought the right thing to do was to go with his possessions, glory to God, when Jesus was trying to tell him how to keep his treasure. He said, come, sell what you have and give to the poor and come follow me, and you shall have treasure in heaven. Jesus wasn't trying to take his treasure. Jesus was trying to keep his treasure, keep it, because up in heaven, moth and rust can't break through. Thieves can't break through and steal. But down here, they can break through and steal. Jesus was trying to help the man. If he'd have followed the Lord Jesus, he'd have got the whole kit and caboodle. He'd have got it all. He'd have got it all. He judged by what he thought was right and what he, and God told Adam and Eve, the day that you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil or right and wrong, when you start eating of that thing, you're going to die. Why? Because you're going to walk away from my presence. What are you going to need me for? You're going to make all the judgments. You're going to enter in by your own intellect, your own reasoning, what you think is right or wrong. But I didn't come. Jesus didn't come that we might have right or wrong. Glory to God. He came. The whole matter, glory to God, was, glory to God, a transfer of life, glory to God, into our spirit, to have God's Holy Spirit, glory to God, living on the inside of us, amen, that we might have life from the Prince of Life, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I come that you might have life, glory to God. He said, in the world, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have troubles. And I can tell you right now, we live in a troubled world. And the only way you can have mental health, The only way you can have mental health, and you know God put physical things down here on the earth that we could learn spiritual things from physical things, because without the Spirit of God, you can't see into the spiritual realm. Glory to God. Glory to God. You can clearly, with your physical eyes, register and see natural things in the natural world. And just like you have to eat good food for you to have good physical health, you have to eat good spiritual food. You know, you have to have a good mental diet. Amen. If you eat junk food like radio and TV broadcasts, where they constantly bring up offenses, anger, politics, arguing, what are you eating? What are you dieting on? You're dieting on things that'll trouble your spirit. Glory to God. You're dieting on things, glory to God, that'll give you nightmares. You're dieting on things where you won't be able to go to sleep. You'll feel troubled in your spirit. And people, you know, people have called me up and said they're having anxiety attacks. And I said that you're not getting enough of the word. You're not getting enough of the word. Because when you read the word, faith comes. When faith comes, fear got to go. Anxiety got to go. So if you got anxiety, it's because you have a poor diet, a poor mental diet. To have mental health, to have good mental health, okay, people go out and shoot each other. Why do they do that? A breakdown in mental health. They don't know how to handle whatever it is. So they go get the gun and go shoot a bunch of people. A breakdown in mental health. Anytime you think God said, thou shalt not kill. Almighty God said, thou shalt not kill. When a person brazenly is going to disobey God and get him a gun and go out and start shooting people, it's because he has no word in him. He has mental health. He's been dieting on junk food, racism, anger, bitterness, politics, division, cancer culture, all these things that they talk about now that just poison the mind, put bitterness in your spirit, put anger in your spirit, cause you to have mental illness. Amen? You have to have mental health. You have to eat good to have mental health. How you eat good, Pastor? Get into the Word of God. Get into the Word of God. And the Bible says when you pray and give it to God, that he keeps your heart and your mind, your heart and your mind. People having heart attacks, people having strokes and breakdown. I was having my devotionals down by the river, I think it was last week, and a gentleman just came down, walked right over to my bench. Most people, when they see you sitting there reading the Bible or something, they go to the other bench or they go to the other table. This gentleman came right over to my table, plopped down, sat down, and said, hello. And I said, hello, how are you? He said, okay. He said, I had a stroke. I said, well, you never know it. You're not limping and you're not trembling or anything. He said, no, I'm okay now. I said, yes, God has been gracious to you. He's healed you, hasn't he? Well, yes, I'm healed now. I just wanted to get out the house a little bit. I said, oh, okay. Glory to God. You go to church? Well, he had that stroke, amen. Junk food, no minerals, glory to God in his diet, no minerals, glory to God. Junk food in your brain, watching stuff that makes you uneasy, watching stuff that causes you to get offended, watching stuff that contradicts everything in the Word of God. Amen? To have good mental health, you have to eat healthy. You have to read things in the Bible. How about Brother Peel's book, Positive Thinking? How about all of there's so many people that are encouraging things. Amen? They're saying positive. Listen to them. Read them. How about some poetry? How about the Word of God? Amen? Glory to God. You want to eat good so that you have mental health. Beloved, if you dwell on bitterness and all the things that's out here in the world now, there are people, I'm telling you what I know, there are people who, I know one person who were normal one minute, and the very next minute, their mind just snapped. Their mind just snapped. Why? Because of all the problems, circumstances, situations, bills, pressure, expectations, all kinds of things. They were fine one minute. The very next minute, their mind just snapped. I know the person. I know the person. Amen? Glory to God. Well, while you're listening to all of those things, you're not eating right. You have to eat right every day. Get into the Word of God. Beloved, there's so much stuff, so many voices out in the world now. In order for you to stay normal, you're going to have to think on Jesus Christ. You're going to have to follow light. You're going to have to follow Jesus. Amen? It ain't a, but I have the right to look at so-and-so and so-and-so. I'm not disputing you rightness or wrongness. I'm saying if you want to have life, follow Jesus. If you want to have life, put your mind on Jesus. If you want to have life, meditate on the Lord. Amen? Glory to God. Laugh, sing. The Bible says, is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Amen? Do you sing? Do you sing? I was listening to Yolanda, I forget her last name. She was singing a song about Jesus, and she was tearing it up. She said, don't give up. Don't give in. With Jesus Christ, you can win. With Jesus, with Jesus, with Jesus. I know you can make it. Come on and understand. You got everything you need to take it. I said, girl, sing. Woo! Wow. I wanted to stop the car, get out and dance along the roadside. Amen? I just took off like a rocket in the car. Amen? I turned that thing all the way up, 37 volume on the volume on the console. You know, I didn't care who thought I was crazy. I was enjoying myself. Amen? And I'm just as sane as I can be. But there's people, they don't watch their diet, and they start having mental breakdowns. There's so much pressure out here now, beloved. You simply got to get into the Word. If you don't want to have a – there's so much negativity out in the world now. And see, people make a great deal of money. They have all kinds of shows, TV shows and radio shows. And how do they get an audience? They have to come up with provocative stuff, take money, thinking of the most terrible things and bringing it to you. If someone said something extremely offensive, reading it to you, all that stuff goes inside of you. And then at the end of the day, you feel trouble. What happened? Poor diet. Put somebody on that you like, that you can sing with, and sing along with them. Sing along with them. Them say, oh, I love you, Jesus. Yes, I love you. Pastor, I can't sing. Listen, you're the only one in the car. Put the windows up. You don't want the people on the street running for their life and what they hear that voice. So put the windows up so no one can hear you. And you just sit in there and start singing. Amen? My wife, she likes to listen to the Pilgrim Jubilees. I actually got the CD from her because I like them too. So she can't hear them right now because I got her a copy of the CD. But she'll put that on and rock and roll. It's either music or 24 hours a day in her car. She plays Bible CDs. And that's all she plays in there, Bible CDs. One time I got in her car, I felt something. I felt something tangible. I said, good gracious alive. All she runs in that car, she don't listen to the news. She don't listen to the so-and-so show that's going to tell you the most despicable things that happened that day. She's going to turn on Bible CD. Amen? Glory to God. Or some music. Glory to God. And rock and roll in there. Amen? Glory to God. Make yourself happy. Get good and help. There's so much negativity. If you continue to listen to that stuff, if you continue, your mind can snap. Amen? I'm telling you. Somebody could say something to you, and you just snap. People are doing it all the time. They snap. They go get the pistol. They go back into the workplace, shoot 3 or 4 or 5 people. We don't understand why that happened. We don't understand. I know. Poor diet. He was listening to junk. He was listening to offenses. He got offenses. He found fault with everybody and got angry and decided, I'm going to take care of this. Amen. Guard your mind. Watch your mind. Glory to God. I'm out of time. Glory to God. Follow Jesus Christ. Ask him to save you today. Got to go. See you next week. Bye-bye, beloved.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.